You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, April 27, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. A demonic murder. Professors against the Constitution. A Tucker Carlson update. And a Medal of Honor recipient. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. Maybe you've heard the story of the Uber Eats driver who was murdered. A 59-year-old husband and father. He was delivering food to someone. And it was the final delivery for the night. Well, now we know a bit more. The sheriff said, you always hear the word evil, but this is demonic. The Uber Eats driver knocked on the door. The man opened it, pulled the driver in, killed him, dismembered him, put him in trash bags for no reason at all. Turns out the person is an MS-13 gang member, tattoos all over his face. He was released from prison on parole in January in Indiana and moved to Florida without registering as a convicted felon. His criminal history includes stabbing a fellow prison inmate multiple times, aggravated battery, and it goes on and on. But Indiana felt he was a great fit for going back into society. North Carolina is debating a bill that would require all college students in order to graduate to take an American history course. The course includes reading the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Emancipation Proclamation, at least 5 essays from the Federalist Papers, letter from a Birmingham jail, and the Gettysburg Address. Sounds fine. That's very common sense. But 672 professors from UNC Chapel Hill said that this is an attack on their freedom of speech. Yes, how dare you tell us to teach the Constitution? But professor, how does anyone know what freedom of speech even means if you're not teaching them the Constitution? Tucker Carlson update. He was spotted in Florida, inconsolable of being fired from Fox News. Now, he was on a golf cart with his wife, flying down the path, laughing. He was asked about his future plans, spotted at dinner. He said it includes appetizers plus an entree. So he's splurging. He says, I haven't eaten dinner with my wife on a weeknight in 7 years. Retirement is going great so far. In his first video message, he said, the iron law of the universe is true things prevail. See you soon. In 1951, the U.S. Army awarded the Medal of Honor to Luther H. Story. He died in battle, but they awarded the medal to his father. The Americans were surrounded by the North Koreans. Story saw an enemy truck approaching, so he ran in the middle of the road, started throwing grenades at the truck so that his men could escape. Why am I telling you this story now? Well, 73 years after he was killed, Story's remains have been identified and brought home. Let's welcome home Medal of Honor recipient, Luther Story. Bill is here with your message of the day. Next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, President Biden's announcement this week that he'll run again is simply preposterous. If he secures another term, he'd be 86 when he leaves office. What's next? 97-year-old Dick Van Dyke for vice president? According to polls, the vast majority of Americans understand Mr. Biden is not a competent president. Yet, if Donald Trump is his opponent, the race will be close. Trump hatred remains intense among many Americans. The Democratic Party should be looking for an alternative for old Joe. And I want to help them out because that's the kind of guy I am. So here are some suggestions. Rosie O'Donnell. She checks all the LG boxes and never met a progressive policy she didn't embrace. Her pal Madonna might be FBI chief. George Clooney. While he's preoccupied now with selling tequila, he's capable of articulating liberal positions and remains a true believer. Brad Pitt would be Secretary of State. Morning Joe. He used to be a Republican, but converted to the woke religion after NBC offered him money. Mika might be appointed to a new position, Secretary of Shopping. And finally, Rachel Maddow, another box checker. She absolutely could mount a serious challenge to Biden and eye roll him to death in a debate. Campaign slogan, take a left and keep going left until the debt collapses the country. That would be an excellent field, would it not? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. Mike, what I find most offensive about Biden's performance is that he thinks he's doing a real bang-up job and that he deserves another term. He's obviously living in a fantasy land, divorced from reality. Yeah, that's where he lives, in that land. James, concierge member, James gets direct access to me. We hope you check that program out. If Biden is as bad as you say, O'Reilly, how can Obama be so revered by you? Biden's an extension of Obama. No, he's not. I mean, Obama was against gay marriage in the beginning. I mean, Obama's a much more traditional and revered. Come on. I covered Obama in a fair way. I like him personally because he's very nice to my children. Lena. The news is no longer about journalistic integrity. It's about corporations and money. Absolutely. But not this agency. Kevin Gillespie, Sampsonville, Kentucky. I watched the No Spin News. Excellent as always. I have been a Tucker follower. The one thing about Tucker is that he's extremely smart, and I learned something every time I watched it. Regarding Ray Epps, the confusing part is that everybody was thrown into prison but him. No. There were 2,000 people approximately inside the state capitol. About 900 of them have been prosecuted, most on low-level trespassing stuff. There are people being held by judges for various reasons, denied bail. Anyway, the Epps thing, you're never going to get to the bottom of it unless Epps sues Fox News and Tucker Carlson. It can be depositions. Okay? It looks to me like Epps setting himself up because of his appearance on 60 Minutes to do that. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 162 years ago today, President Abraham Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus. For the first time in history, American soldiers could arrest and detain U.S. citizens without due process. Here is the story. The concept of habeas corpus dates back to the 12th century. In Latin, it means show me the body. The law demands any person charged with a crime must appear before a court within a reasonable period of time. Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution states, quote, the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless in cases of rebellion. Well, the Civil War was certainly a rebellion, and 2 weeks after it started, many in Washington feared other states would leave the Union. So on April 27, 1861, President Lincoln suspended the doctrine. Under his order, Union soldiers could detain individuals considered a threat to the military or to civilians. Those arrested were held without indictment or arraignment. The decision was immediately challenged. The Supreme Court ruled the commander-in-chief did not have the authority to hold Americans indefinitely, even rebels. Lincoln, however, remained defiant. In a speech to Congress on July 4th, Abe said, quote, it is my duty to suspend the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus, or in other words, to arrest and detain without resort to the ordinary processes and forms of law, unquote. Now, constitutional scholars debate the issue to this day. Even Lincoln himself was unsure about the legality of his actions. And here's something else you might not know. Abraham Lincoln was not the only president to suspend habeas corpus. Other examples include Ulysses Grant and his crackdown on the Ku Klux Klan, Franklin Roosevelt's forced internment of Japanese Americans during the Second World War, and George W. Bush's detention of Al-Qaeda suspects after the September 11th attacks in Guantanamo Bay. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.